Hi.
I don't know. I'm gonna start this here. Oh. Yeah. So now we got video going. Hopefully it's not gonna. Yeah.
I'm not ugly. I really am not.
Is that why you cover most of your face with hair?
Yeah, actually. So I'm not ugly.
Exactly.
Because my chin is like 4 foot out there.
That's like a 4-year-old saying, I've got my hands on my fucking eyes so you can't see me.
You can't see my chin, my lower face.
Yeah. You know, from my neck down, you can't see me because I have my hands over my fucking eyes.
I mean, that's why I don't shave my pubes, because I'm not ugly, you can't see my penis.
Yeah, you know, I'm not tiny, you can't see my penis. It's just, and, you know, I fold it up around itself. All right, so anyway, this is Mick from Nonsense Inc. Hi, this is what I actually look like when I'm not, well, all the time, I guess.
This is Chris from Nonsense Inc., and we're trying out season 2.
Yeah. We're starting with season 2. We got a recurring character, and she's a guest, but she's a character.
That's true.
Yeah, and then Shannon, don't forget to use your outside voice.
Oh, okay.
Being as far, well, you know, as far away from the microphone, maybe we can move this and have her sit closer. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
Just almost tip this thing over.
I don't want you to. I mean, it would be funny if you tipped it over, but it'd be.
But it would fucking hurt.
Yeah, because you'd bounce your chin off of his desk.
Yeah, I know.
That would be. So, yeah, anyway, so we're here starting season 2, and I don't know. We got, wow, that really spiked on the. Anyway, so what do we got going on, Chris? What do we got?
Let's go for history,
all right.
Shall we?
Yeah.
So, in 1936, on this day, September 24th, Jim Henson...
You look like you're from 1936 reading that like this with those fucking glasses. Pepperidge Farm remembers...
Pepperidge Farm remembers Jim Henson's birth.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Jim Henson was born.
Did they put their hand up his mom's ass to... Get him out.
I really couldn't say.
To make him cry when he came out.
There were no records back then, so
Then how do we know that's when he was born?
Well, I mean, there were records that he was born. There weren't medical records like saying he had chlamydia or.
Oh, I gotcha.
Whatever. Yeah. So like, I couldn't say whether or not somebody put his hands up. No, I'm done.
Okay.
He was such. Now you're just stumbling over.
Moving right along.
He was
along.
Such an icon for all of us kids. Like, I'm not gonna try and ruin that.
Oh yeah, no, I agree wholeheartedly.
In 1941, Linda McCartney was born.
Never heard of her.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. I even heard of her.
Is she the one that had the one leg?
Different wife.
Was it a different wife?
Mm-hmm.
It was? Okay, I was about to look it up. I wasn't 100%.
All right. This is one you might know, and I hope you know, because I didn't. John Mackey.
I don't, actually.
Baseball.
Elaborate.
Coach, player, yada yada.
Keep going.
I could be wrong. You want me to check that?
No, I'll check it. Spell the name.
M-A-C-K-E-Y. John Mackey, 1941.
M-A-C-K-E-Y.
No, M-A-C.
M-A-C-K-E-Y. That's right. What I said.
That's not how you spell Mickey.
I know, but it was close.
It was you. Just the way that you started off. Like, you went off on that.
Yeah.
Like, it's when somebody says, all right, what's your ABCs?
You're like, all right. Who is it?
Well, I've got a composer. I've got football.
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 Yeah, sorry, I was wrong.
Did you say baseball?
I don't sports. I'm sorry.
Yes, he was a tight end for the Baltimore Colts and the San Diego Chargers. Born in Roosevelt, New York, and went to Syracuse. He Roosevelt High School, I think, is where, if I remember correctly, Howard Stern went to high school.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And it's predominantly an African American community, which is why it was funny that a Jewish white kid went to that high school. That's,
you know. Okay, so it was a name I recognized. I thought you would recognize it in sports. I was wrong. Okay, in 1948, Phil Hartman was born.
Oh, the God comedian? Rest his soul.
God
yeah.
rest his soul.
God rest his soul.
He was funny.
He yes. was hilarious. Yeah. Yeah. Poor guy. What happened? His wife. His wife shot him, yeah.
That's it. That bitch was crazy.
I mean, so yeah, that one I knew.
Yeah, I'll give you that
okay.
one.
Okay. In 1958, our favorite hero from the Greek pantheon was born in the actor's field, I guess.
Okay.
Kevin Sorbo.
Okay.
Hercules.
Yep.
And he had a series of movies on Chicago's WGN that was on forever, and then he got a series himself for, like, a television series, and then Xena was born, and, like, I mean, it was fucking nuts.
Yeah, and like, it's actually funny you having that smile. You're so excited about a guy that, like, half of the people that are going to be listening know, like, they know the name, but they can't, but thank you.
Yeah.
No, because, like, I remember the guy. I remember him. He's a good actor.
Yeah, but he had, like, a 5 or 6 year run on movies.
No, I know.
Made for television movies, and then went on for a series.
Absolutely.
And then went on for, like, 2 different spinoff series. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, and he's a good method actor, good actor, good... I mean, actually, well, he's a good character actor.
I wouldn't say he's a method actor.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's... I meant to say character actor. I corrected myself.
Okay. In 1962, Nia Vardalos.
Who?
My Big Fat Greek Whatever.
Oh, I loved that movie.
She is amazing.
Okay.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was her.
My Big Fat Greek Gyro.
I don't think
with
that
extra.
Was her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It was somebody else who made my sandwich. I don't think she was at the Subway in town.
Not here, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, she hasn't been anything in a while, so.
Yeah, good point.
So those were the births.
Okay.
And so the deaths were in 1945, Hans Geiger.
Okay. Yeah, he made the... Yeah, well, believe me, I know all about...
Co-creator... Like, that was important.
Right.
Co-creator of the Geiger counter.
Yes. And they counted all the little Geigers as they went across
the bridge.
Yes, the bridge. The bridge from anything radioactive into you. No. You ever hear one of those things? I used one.
Yeah, I watched MacGyver.
No, have you ever used one, like, personally?
No, you said, have you ever heard one?
Okay, yes. Have you ever heard one?
Right. Yeah,
on but MacGyver. That's TV though. They're not. Yeah, I mean, no, I've never. They get pretty close.
In real life, I've never actually used one, heard one, interacted with one.
Yeah, they weigh a fucking ton.
Really?
They really do. They weigh a ton, and it's like the thing that you hold out is kind of looks like the microphone when it's not in this contraption
right.
here.
Yeah,
and so you hold it out, and you kind of and there's
and it goes click 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 click.
Yeah.
Click, click, click.
Sometimes it just goes.
Oh, ow.
Yeah. And that's when, yeah.
And
so
that's when shit's bad.
Yeah, but it depends on what scale you have it on, because you can change a scale.
Oh.
And since radioactivity is measured on an exponential scale, you know, it could be really, really loud like that, or you could turn it down to the bottom scale and let's just click. Click.
Even though it's the same amount?
Yes.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, so, you know, well, I mean, if it's liken it to this. Taking a...
No, I'm just saying...
An old record player and then speeding it up...
Right. 38 1,000
times. Like, 1,000 times. Remember, it's an exponential scale.
Right.
So 1,000 times and it's over like that, but...
I know a lot of people that you don't want to give that instrument to measure anything, because they're going to go, oh, hey, I want to turn it all the way up.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, you have to be near a radioactive source.
Which is...
Found in every home.
A lot of things, yeah.
Found in every home in America.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, and so then the only other death that I found of note for today was in 1990.
You sound so disappointed. That's like...
there's not more death.
That's all the people that died.
Of note.
Here we go.
Of note.
I know.
Was in 1991, Dr. Seuss passed away.
Huh.
Did you know that Green Eggs and Ham was a bet between him and his editor?
No.
Yeah. There was a $50 bet between his editor and Dr. Seuss, or Dr. Seuss and his editor. They the bet was that he could not write, Dr. Seuss could not write a children's book using less than 50 different words.
Less than 50.
He had to use 50 words or less that were different from each other. Not like lengthwise, it could only be 50 words long. He could only use...
But no more than 50 words for the entire children's book.
For that book.
Which kind of amazes me, since, you know, most people know this, but he didn't really like kids.
Yeah, no. That is true. That is true.
So, that's just crazy that he wrote all these wonderful children's books and he didn't like kids.
Well, I'm a good bartender and I fucking hate people.
But you like to drink, so...
Yeah, but I can't drink at work, so riddle me that, Batman.
True.
Alright, so I got some events here.
Okay.
In 1906, President Roosevelt declared I don't think he was president at that point.
Moving on.
I've got the Google machine. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, Roosevelt declared Devil's Tower as the first national monument in the United States.
So that would be Teddy Roosevelt.
And I have seen that in person, and I've seen it in the movie. And if you don't know what movie, well, I mean, look it up.
I hear it every time somebody sends you a text message. Teddy Roosevelt was in president. Stop it. I'm going to slap the shit out of you. September 14, 1901 to March 4th, 1909. So
yeah, so he wasn't president because it was 1906.
Yes. But he was president, dipshit.
Wait.
1901 to 1909.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
sorry.
So, yeah.
I misheard.
No, that's all right. Dipshit's a term of endearment. If I call you a dipshit, I mean, it's like, all right.
You know,
like,
you fucked up, but I still like you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But no, like, he was the
well, he was the main motherfucker because he was president.
Well, yeah, but he was the main motherfucker for creating national monuments in the United States.
Yeah, so he didn't
just... That was the first one, and that was the first of many that he pushed through.
Right, so who else can go around declaring things? Fucking national monuments if you're not the president.
Right.
Yeah. It's either you're a president or you're in a fucking asylum.
Congress would take too long.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
In 1948, Honda was founded. Yeah, so okay. All those little cars that get good gas mileage. Yeah.
Well, I got a Ford that gets great gas mileage.
Oh, your Tic Tac is amazing.
I know. I like it.
Yeah.
And it smells
good. And then
good.
You'll like this one. In 1960, the USS Enterprise was introduced. Now,
yeah.
Do you know why that's important? Because I figure you do.
It was the first nuclear-powered aircraft carrier.
That's correct.
That motherfucker had 8 reactors on board when it went to sea the first time. And they were like,
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's... By the time... Oh, yeah. By the time it was decommissioned, it didn't take long. So it had 8. And they're like, oh, we have all this power. We don't need it. So they got rid of 4 of them.
Oh, okay.
So they still had 4 reactors on that fucking thing. And
Wow, Americans overdid something? Really?
But it was the first one. You don't know exactly what you need.
Yeah.
You don't know exactly what you need until you actually need it. So when they realize, we don't need all this shit, so they're like, all right, fine, we'll just...
All right, so Mick came up with the topic for our season opener.
Well, I got one. It's a couple of deep thought questions, and I'm not sure which one I'm going to ask first. So I'm going to ask the simplest one first.
Okay.
Maybe tilt that down just a little bit so it'll get like there's an axis. Yeah, there we go. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Why not?
Because sandwich is two pieces of bread.
Uh-huh.
Not just one hot dog bun.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So the bun makes the difference?
Yes.
What about a hero? Or a hoagie? Or a submarine?
Well, oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so now my question now is
okay.
Actually it's a two part question.
Yeah,
no. You've got it's meat in between bread.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
All right, it doesn't have to be square bread, but it's meat in between bread.
Okay.
So of all of the hot dogs that you've ever eaten, what percentage of them does that little strip of bread at the bottom down the spine where the two thick pieces adjoin?
Yeah.
What percentage would you say that fucking thing stays together during the process of eating it? Because then you have two pieces of bread.
Okay. Yeah, 50.
So half of it's a sandwich and half of it's not, is what you're telling me.
Well, yeah, I guess. But who walks up and says, I'd like a hot dog sandwich? You don't say that. You just say you want a hot dog.
Okay.
Okay.
How about this? I want a Reuben.
No, I...
Okay.
I want a club.
True.
I want a hot dog.
I want a hot dog. I want a cheeseburger. I don't say I want a meat fucking sandwich with cheese on it.
Okay, okay. So my question is, have you ever had a hot dog without a hot dog bun?
Yes.
Yeah. Was that on a hamburger bun or was it on bread?
Or did you just eat it out of the package like my sister used to do? Right?
I got drunk, I just eat it out of the package.
Well, but you cut the hot dog in half and then you slit it and then you put it on two pieces of bread because you can't afford hot dog buns.
No, why?
Oh, you've done that.
No.
No, that's
the Fairberry hot dog.
Now is that
it's all wrong.
Is that considered a sandwich or a hot dog?
No, because it's two pieces of regular bread.
No. My question is, now I didn't mean to, actually no, I did mean to interrupt you. Fuck you. Why would you take two pieces of bread for a hot dog?
Because you don't have hot dog buns.
Corner to corner on one slice of bread and fold the motherfucker.
Right, but that's only one slice of bread to where if you cut it in half...
Yeah, but if the hot dog's still wet, it'll break and you have now two pieces
and then you slit the hot dog. You slit the hot dog, you cut it in half, and then you've got...
You fold it out.
Yeah, you fold it out, and then you've got two different pieces of hot dog.
Okay, so we're saying the same thing two different ways.
But you can fit it on a whole piece of bread side by side, and then you take another piece of bread and put it on top of that.
See, I'm the fat guy. I think put four hot dogs lengthwise down a piece of bread.
Whoa, four. Yeah,
and then take another piece of bread and mash them together. Put some cheese on it. Well, not you, but we will.
Oh, yeah. We'll totally do that.
Okay, put some cheese on it. So I get that, too. But like
that's, and mustard and relish and ketchup.
I mean, if you can't afford...
And wear a bib.
If you can't afford hot dog buns, then you're not going to afford four hot dogs for two pieces of bread.
Yeah, so if you can't afford hot dogs, then this is a moot point. Because if you can't afford buns, then you can't afford the hot dogs in the first place.
No, I'm just saying. Like she's...
She's flip-flopping flip-flopper.
She knows what I'm talking about. No, because when he said that, I remember when I was a kid... My dad would take those red Fairberry hot dogs and he would slice them down the middle and he would take bread and put like mayonnaise and cheese and he would eat that and they'd be cold. And so we always called it a hot dog
sandwich. So like, are you talking about
hot dog sandwich?
Are you talking about butterflying a hot dog and then like, so taking the hot dog, slicing it in the middle but not all the way and just going.
Yep. He would do that and so it would take up a whole piece of bread. So there'd be two of them. But he was the only one that was allowed to eat those hot dogs. We couldn't eat them because they were expensive. Is what. You know.
And they look like dog wieners.
Yeah, they're
they look like the lipstick, from the dog.
Yeah,
I don't care what you say; those hot dogs are delicious.
No, they are.
So, are we going to get into what constitutes a sandwich And whether or not you can eat meat with your hands, is that where we're going?
We've already done that. We did that last season. We're gonna start fresh.
We're gonna start fresh.
Okay, so what's the weirdest
such
thing?
Such a good topic, though.
I know. Well, we can.
We'll revisit it.
Yeah, we can come back to it. What is the weirdest thing you've seen in somebody else's house? I've got three that popped into my head, but we'll let our guest go first.
Weirdest thing that I ever saw in someone's house. A friend of mine from high school, I mean, we've lost touch. Let's call her Nancy. I went over to see her a couple years ago, just, you know, visit with her. And she, like, showed me around her house, and she showed me to her, you know, she's like, oh, this is our bedroom.
Is she single?
Well, she just got married.
Is she looking?
But she had one of those, like, harness things, like, that you can slide underneath your bed and, like...
Oh, the swing!
No, it wasn't a swing. It was one of those, like... you could hook it to your legs or to your ankles and to your...
A bondage harness.
Yes, but she didn't put it away. Like, it was just, like, out. Like, they had used it last night and she just didn't put it away. Like, I was just like...
If you're comfortable with that, why not?
Bitch hadn't seen me in like 5 years. Put it away.
But if you're comfortable with your lifestyle,
I was not
what
comfortable
do you,
with that.
No, she was though.
Well,
obviously,
she was, but I wasn't.
Yeah, I got one downstairs.
He does.
What?
It's blocking. It's blocking the door. Like
it goes under the mattress, yeah. And then they just hang out. And then whenever you want somebody over that one is into that sort of thing, you're like, yeah.
But you would
and here's the weird thing. His mattress is on the floor. He had to dig a hole to put it there.
No. There's a box spring under the mattress.
I know.
Yeah, it's in between the two.
No, I'm just saying, that was probably the weirdest thing I'd ever seen. I don't care what you do in your own personal life, but you're coming over to show me your house. Like, oh, this is my kid's room. Hey, this is my room.
This
don't
is my
mind
bondage
the
gear.
Bondage stuff right over there.
Oh,
that's weird.
Wait, was that Stanley actually a point of the tour? Well, she was like, this is my bedroom, and then moved on.
Well, she's like, oh, this is my... Well, no.
As if that was a totally normal part of an adult
life. But it wasn't
like
she was like, hey, stand here in the doorway. This is my bedroom. She's like, come on, this is my bedroom. You think if you
and
were
then you saw
some,
these manacles
yeah,
hanging
and I was like,
out. And you were like, oh, I had no idea you were into this.
There were some things I did not want to know.
Out of curiosity, did it smell like it had been cleaned?
I didn't get that close.
Please clean.
Well,
all
I mean,
of
did
that.
It did it smell like bleach or did it smell like
shame? No, it didn't smell
shame.
Like bleach. Shame. Smelled like shame.
Well, she had no shame because she was like, here.
Well, you think you would just be like, before
check
you
out my leather.
Or at least, like, throw like your comforter over it so you can't stop visible.
Oh,
or make your fucking
so it's
bed.
Like a contraption.
Fancy people with comforters.
Yeah. Or
yeah.
Like make your bed. Come on now.
Oh, that's making your beds overrated. It is.
No, it's not.
All right, Mick, you said you had one.
You were in the military. Wasn't that like a requirement? You had to make.
Yeah,
your
we
bed?
Had to.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
In boot camp and in the barracks, but. When I was on the sub, you got out of your bed. Some other motherfucker got into it.
And that's how everybody got
ice. I'm not even kidding. It's called hot racking. It's called hot racking because the bed's still warm when you get in it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the creepiest thing or the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Not
okay. So I was trying to show Chris. He might have been too because I write really small here. And agree, disagree. That is pretty small handwriting.
Yeah.
And so it was actually a sex swing in plain sight, and it was not the same situation, but a similar situation. I was at a friend's house, and I had never been there before. And you know, there's always the hey, where's the bathroom at? Where's I got to take a leak. Mm-hmm. You know, I go down there, take a right, and you know, just there's a bedroom, and then right past the bedroom on the right, there's the bathroom, and. I had been drinking just a little bit.
Not you.
Especially me.
Oh, okay.
And and it wasn't even in the extra room. It was like at the end of the hallway, there was an alcove, and it was like the hallway dead ended into just like a I don't know like kind of like that space right there, but it was wider and not as deep.
Okay.
And it was just sitting there, and then like to the right of that was the bathroom. And it was like just a small, like.
So you had to walk past it?
Well, yeah, kinda.
Like, it wasn't even inside an enclosed room. It wasn't like
no, a guest it was sitting, room.
It wasn't yeah, like
there was no
inside
like,
the master bedroom there was, at the foot of the bed. It was just like in the hallway, in the fucking, it, on your way to the bathroom.
Yes, on the way to every room down the hallway. It was like at the fucking end of it. I mean, it was just it was there. Like, and it was funny too because so I go in the bathroom, I take a piss. I wash my hands, I come out, and I look at a kid coming by, and I'm like, what the fuck does he have a... Hang on. What the fuck does he have a trebuchet for?
Or a trebuchet?
That was the word that like came to mind.
Like, the
French, that's what it looked like.
Catapult?
It looked like a fucking catapult. Like, why do you have, like... And he's a smart guy. Maybe he was building like a physics experiment to do with his kids. No, it's a.
Know.
So I walked out. There was a football game going on. It was me and him and another guy. And I was like, "Hey, quick
What's
question.
The thing in the corner?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, "All right, so I'm walking down. I go to take a piss, and can we take the catapult outside and like catapult the cat? Because I mean, I fucking hate your cat." Can we just... It'll land on its feet, I swear. How many times did it die before? Twice? Alright, he's got 7 good ones left.
Wow.
He goes, no. No, that's my sex swing. It's like, alright, come again? I mean, not literally.
Literally, but what?
No, it's my sex swing, man. Alright, so did you buy that or build that? Oh, no, I bought it. Yeah, that was weird.
Okay, so I have one comment on that. Is that if you're going to own a sex swing...
Use it.
In your own house, yeah, use it, clean it, whatever. But fucking own that shit.
Oh.
Like, fucking display that. Like, who gives a fuck?
He did,
like,
man.
They're going to walk into your house and you're like... Holy shit! This dude owns a sex swing. I
yeah,
have
I've never
no.
Yeah, like what am I? What am I doing like, wrong? That
right? Like I had no.
Like clue. He's got so much going on that he necessitates like structures.
In the hallway.
Structures.
Not
he needs
even,
to have structures to.
Not
to
even
get off.
Like in a separate room. Like just out.
Yeah,
there.
It's in a hallway in plain sight. Like
yeah.
I swear to God.
No,
like.
No.
If he, I bet when he moved, when he was having people show the house, that fucking thing was still at the end of that hallway. I'm willing to bet.
But like,
I swear to God, that weird fucker.
I'm going to have guests over, and they're not going to want to use this, and I don't want it in my own personal sleeping space. So,
yeah, let's...
Like, fucking, like, right there, in the middle of the hallway. Like,
could be a centerpiece.
Good. Yep, that's good.
Remind me never ever to go to your house when you get a girlfriend. I ain't going there. He's just gonna be displaying shit. Like, nope. Going to Chris's. I'm out.
Nope. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right.
So, what about you two, knuckleheads? What have you seen?
I told you mine.
Yeah, you started.
Yeah.
And so, my first one is.
I'm trying to get this. Fucking things set right.
Rooms with no practical use.
Oh, like the one we're in?
Well, no, this
Oh,
one,
no, this is a bedroom.
Yeah. Well, or a studio or whatever. Like, but, like, when you walk into a house, it's a fancy house, you know, like 4,800 square feet or whatever, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's the sitting room, and then this is the living room, and this is the dining room.
And that's the mud room.
And yeah, the mud room.
That sounds like
and,
butt stuff goes on in
there.
And
then you walk through, and they're like, oh, okay, so this is a part of the kitchen, but this is the kitchen nook, and this is the kitchen itself, and then this is the pantry, like... Seriously, I've been in these houses.
You're describing Barbie's dream house right
Pretty
now.
Much.
So, right, but like the only rooms of the people that I've known who've lived in these houses, like they only use the kitchen nook. They don't use the formal dining room. They don't use the formal sitting
room. See, I use the kitchen nook for a printer.
Right, yeah. So at least we use it.
Like, but it's, and we use it for a microwave.
Yeah, but no, like they use that to sit and eat at. And they use, you know, the living room, actual living room.
Right.
They don't use the quote-unquote sitting room. Because that's just the place where people put their coats.
But there's...
You know?
But what about the coat room?
Yeah, no, that's a closet. There's a coat closet.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, I mean, it's just, like... I mean, those are some of the weird things, like... Why would
Would you be pissed if none of this was recording? I'm fucking with you. Welcome to season two, bitch.
That really wasn't funny because of the last, like, what, 2 days ago?
Where I
we
know.
Had a really good thing and it cut off.
I know. And I couldn't resist.
Dude, no. Because we went for like another hour on that topic. And
it's actually we didn't lose as much as you think we did, or we didn't lose as much as I initially thought we did. We were shit faced, and we were shit faced.
Well, yeah,
So
we have more of that.
We have more than I thought we actually did.
Dude, like, you can see my face right now, and like that.
I know, and we got it kind of on camera here too. It's beautiful.
That joke was not very funny.
Make sure you put both fingers up.
These two?
Yes, oh, these those. Two? No, the other one.
This one?
The one next to it.
That one?
And put the initial one down.
That one?
Yep, now turn it towards me.
Oh, no, I didn't dislike it that much.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to go through the next one, though.
Okay.
A murder room?
Oh, a murder room.
What?
Speak up.
And you just came back.
I was like, a murder room?
Yeah, what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen in someone's home?
Well, I'm pretty sure if there was a murder room, I would just be fucking out.
Well, I mean, like, it's kind of weird, though, because, like, I know there was a house up over yonder... up by
yonder,
or down by Southside.
Okay.
That used to be a funeral home.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but they didn't. They were dead when they arrived.
Right.
Well, when I say murder room, like when you walk into somebody's basement and in the middle of the room there's this fucking weird ass drain, where maybe sometime along the line they used to have a shower in their basement,
right,
that was right over that drain, but like everything is fucking tile and there's a drain in the middle of the room, like that's fucking creepy.
I'm gonna go back to I'd be the fuck out of there.
But like, I mean, people bought this house and it used to be a funeral home.
Faith lived in that house.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't think I could ever live in a mortuary or a former mortuary.
They were dead. There's no ghost there.
Yeah, they were dead. Know? So their ghosts were stuck wherever they died.
Right.
That's not true, by the way. Ghosts aren't real. So,
well,
you know. How do you know?
He says that.
Wow. I was turned around and see that was loud.
Oh. Sorry.
You're fine. see how that works.
Okay, so all right.
So what's another room. What's another weird thing that you've encountered in somebody's house?
Oh, okay. I got one. When I was looking to buy a house, you know, the real estate agent was taking us to all these different houses and stuff, and one of them was like a block away from where I live now. And we walk in, she's like, okay, this house is on the market because the owner died. And I immediately stopped. I'm like, did she die in the house? Because I'm fucking buying this house if that's the case. which she didn't. But that was a pretty cool house. But it had one of those, like, apparently whoever was there couldn't get up and down the stairs, had a really tall staircase. So they had, a wheelchair. And it just went all the way up. But that wasn't the weird one. So the next house we went to look at.
So, like, Gremlins.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this thing drives me up the fucking wall. The,
yes, that's exactly what it was.
The side, like, side seat.
Right. It just, and I was like, does it work? And she's like, yeah. So I like used it, went all the way up the stairs on this little chair thing. Anyways.
That's amazing.
I was like, well, that works. It's just handy. But I went to look at another house that was up not too far from the courthouse. An old house built in like 1800s. Okay, so I'm in there. I go walking up the stairs. You know, gorgeous house, really pretty work and, you know, woodwork and all that stuff. I go walking up the stairs. At the very top of the stairs is a picture of Jesus, but not like the like nice picture of Jesus where he looks like all calm and serene. It looks like,
so he's black.
No. What?
Go on.
Anyways, no, he just looks like pissed. And you, so right as you're up at the top of the stairs,
it's the I'm gonna smite you Jesus, it's not buddy Christ.
Pretty much, yeah. And it's directly as you get up the stairs, like you can see it as you're coming up the last step, and it's right here. And
so is it the I'm gonna push you back down the fucking stairs,
kinda
Jesus?
It kind of scared me because I wasn't expecting this, and it was a big picture.
Okay.
And then on one side there was a bedroom door, and then on the other side was another bedroom door, and I'm just thinking, heaven, hell, which one am I going, you know?
I'm going to stay right here in
purgatory.
Yeah, I'm just going to be in purgatory for right now.
Right, like, and it just creeped me out, but in that same house, there was this tiny little room,
I love tiny rooms.
It was a tiny little room, and like the ceiling kind of sloped down, so it looked just enough where you could like crawl into a bed. That was it. There was like no place for a dresser. It was just this tiny little room.
Was it a white room with black curtains near the station?
No.
Okay, I'm just curious.
I'm like, no.
My buddy Eric wants to know.
Oh, okay. No.
Okay.
So I asked the real estate agent. I said, "Why is this such a small little room?" Because they said it was a bedroom, and I was like, doesn't look like a bedroom.
Do they keep a sex swing there?
No, it was a servant quarters.
Oh.
Yeah. And there was a back stairwell where the servant had to go down. They couldn't use the front, like the fancy one. They had to use the back one.
That's when Massa came up and...
Yeah, they couldn't use the actual, like, 3-foot stairwell. They had to use the 1.5-foot stairwell.
Yeah. And I was like, that was a thing? And it was like...
Oh.
Well, I obviously...
Yeah, secret passages and all kinds of shit.
Like, come on.
Hey. I believe it, though.
Yeah,
well,
no.
Out by Johnson and Brock, there's a house that's got the swastika.
And I've seen that. My ex-husband, when his grandpa immigrated over from Germany,
right.
That was the first house he stayed in Nebraska.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. When he immigrated over, he was 15. 3 years later, he enlisted in the Army and went back and fought. They still have family there.
Yeah.
Like, legit could have been fighting cousins and stuff that didn't
leave. Right, yeah.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
but,
so...
yeah, it was crazy.
I have one more. Have you ever been in a relative's house where somebody had passed on? And they went ahead and saved their room exactly as it was, like dedicated their room to their late loved one.
I've seen it, seen it, but I haven't been.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
like I know what happens.
That's one of the weirdest things. Like you can walk into the room. They'll let you walk into the room. But, like, nobody ever sleeps there. Nobody ever changes a thing since when they passed away in that bed.
Yeah, like, it's like, what are you saying, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It's like he didn't like going to Cameron's house because it was always very cold and you weren't allowed to touch anything.
Right.
And so yeah, I mean, that is kind of weird.
Yeah, but that's a thing. Like, people are so attached to their loved ones that when they pass on,
everything stays.
If it's in that room.
Everything stays as it is.
Everything stays as it is.
Yes.
Forever.
Right.
Well, I mean, no, I've never been to something like that, but it's really no different than what they did when after Martin Luther King was shot, they sealed that room off. It's exactly the same way as the day he died.
Oh, I believe it.
Right. Nothing has moved. The beds...
But that's not Aunt Ruth.
Well, that's true. but still, no, like, no, you no. think about it, but it's on a larger scale.
Yeah,
like, the but people it's the same, loved him so much.
It's the same idea.
They, yeah, that no. they walled that room off, and it's exactly how it was the day
I mean, she does have up. She does have a point. Aunt Ruth, you know, air quotes, I'm gesturing. Aunt Ruth might have been important to you.
Right.
Dr. King was important to an entire nation, but mm-hmm. it was still an importance thing. And with that being said, like, I totally get it. I mean, it is weird.
Mm-hmm.
It is weird because, I mean,
I want to go see it. Like, I've seen pictures. I would like to go see it because I think it's...
Right.
Know, but, yeah, it's the same thing. I mean, they've... No maids were let in there. They just left it the way it was. So how the blankets were, everything is yep. exactly how it was.
He left, yeah. And then that was it.
Yeah.
All right, so... we're going to go ahead and take a break here, and because first off, I got to pee. Second off, I need a beer. Second off, you probably need a beer.
Yeah, probably.
Third off, you need a beer, and probably got to pee. And you probably want to slap me. I'm just judging by the way your face looks.
No, I need a beer and a pee and maybe a smoke.
Yeah, a cigarette sounds great.
The slap, yeah. That's what you were mistaking.
Yes.
Ah.
Like, yeah.
So, all right. All right, we'll be back here in a minute. Go ahead.
So, what is the creepiest thing you could say to a passerby on the street?
Run up to him and grab him by both shoulders and say, "What year is it?" And just have that, like, Doc Brown look in your eye. You know, that's pretty creepy.
You just run up to him and say, "You're one of them!" And then just walk away casually.
Or, what else? Let me see what else I had written down on this thing. Just go up and, like, obstruct them. Look them dead in the eye and just say, "I know. I know." And then break eye contact and walk away.
So you find a kid on the street that looks kind of like you did when you were a kid.
Oh, that's got to be great. That's got to be great.
And then you say something like, "I'm you from the future, and this, and X and Y." Like, it doesn't matter what you say at that point.
Make sure you put $1,000 into...
Right.
Or you go up to somebody and "I saw everything. I've been watching."
Or you run up holding a balloon. And this is one of my favorites.
Is it a red balloon?
Doesn't matter. Well, yes.
What if it was 99 red balloons?
Yeah, let's just say it's a red balloon. You run up and you hold the balloon and you hand it to him. And you say, "Pop this balloon.
I dare you."
And then they do. And then when they do, you run away screaming.
That would be pretty odd. That I'm not gonna lie, that'd be pretty fucked up.
That freaked me out.
It'd freak me out. It freaks me out. You thinking of that, you weird fuck.
Ooh. Run up to an old lady. An older woman.
Like you're gonna tackle her?
Yeah. And then stop and then ask her to escort you across the street.
You got me back. Excuse me, young lady. Could you help me cross the street?
Yep.
But you got to make sure you're jaywalking when you do it.
And you got to say, "Young lady."
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that'd be pretty weird. But damn, I'll tell you what. when we were on our break, we were talking with Shen, and she had to leave, unfortunately. But she had her daughter over. She was out playing. Watching some Netflix, and had some creepy shit to talk about.
Dude, I mean, she is way into the creepypasta, and she doesn't even know what
she definitely knows her shit. Some of the things that she was talking about was downright, like,
eerie.
Yeah, it was strange.
Yeah.
Like, I might take my bed off my frame just so there's no under my bed and just put the fucking shit on the floor. And, yes, I know, you're...
That's me.
Yeah, and we live in the basement. But yeah, so... All right, so the last question... well, unless we were not done with the other one.
Oh, I've got a couple more.
Yeah, go ahead.
What if you were to walk into a gun show? In the middle of the gun show, like, say, second day in.
All right.
And just point at somebody, random, and say, "He's got a gun!" And then run out.
That might lead into my next question.
Okay.
Which is funny because you know what the next question is.
Yeah, that's my last one, but like I thought that needed to be said. Like, he's got a gun.
Yeah, well, actually, thank you for putting that into
perspective, or just like me just being random and you just doing that fucking sigh that I hate.
It's actually funny because the next question is
come on.
What would you do if you were wrongfully admitted to a psychiatric hospital? What would you do to convince them that you were actually sane and not just like faking it to get out?
Okay, so I would try everything.
That's a good.
I would try everything.
That's a legitimate answer.
I would try if I were wrongfully admitted.
I mean, you wouldn't be because you're fucking like, insane. But
well, but like I mean, family members admitted me into the hospital, and
if it's family, then it's not for no reason. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, I would try everything in my power to tell you that I am sane. No, really, really, I am sane. Like, look at the stamp on my hand. I am sane, and it would not work. No matter what you say,
it's not yet
in that position, like. No, I was wrongfully admitted. No, whatever. Like, regardless, like, whatever I would say to them.
Yeah, you're wrong. Your host. Yeah.
Like, they know for a fact that you were admitted for a reason.
Right, exactly.
And regardless of what you say to them, like, you're done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because
they've categorized you.
Yeah, they've seen it all. They know what's going on.
Yep.
Actually, try angling that back out now that she's not here now.
All right.
We'll try angling that back out and see if that gets better. Yeah, just like that.
All right.
Oh, that actually is much better. Let me fix this. But no, you're right. You try everything, and you end up getting hosed because.
Well, it's one flew of the cuckoo's nest.
Yep. Bingo.
Like. That book/movie, like, regardless of what you say, you're fucking done. Like, they already regard you as insane. And so they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
You can say your ABCs. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be the yes man.
You scored a 1690 on your ACT, which is not possible, by the way. But, like...
Not even on the SAT.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, regardless of what you do... To try and prove yourself sane when they already think you are insane,
Well, at that point, they don't think it. They know it.
Right. You're done. Like, it is over. You're stuck at that place.
Right.
Until you break out.
And then they'll bring you back because you broke out.
Well, yeah.
I mean, there's got to be there's got to be some sort of oversight, like
yeah, but it's the oversight is done by the state, and they don't give a fuck.
Right, right. But I mean, like, but like you know, hey, I have
no,
DNA.
I'm saying,
like,
I've got the stamp on my hand. I'm saying.
So, like, you know, so wrongfully in prison, not in prison, wrongfully committed. Is it you under your name, or is it you under somebody else's name? That's step one. If it's you under somebody else's name, hey, I've got DNA that's not that guy's DNA. You know, so there's enough, sadly, there's enough DNA that the government, various government agencies have on you.
Right.
Right, and then, but if it's that they think you're crazy, yeah, you're probably right, you're probably fucked.
Well, and that's the thing, is like, if it's like, no, it's not me, I didn't commit myself, my family committed me here.
Yeah, they thought it was a good idea. I was having a great time rubbing strawberry jelly all over me and running around naked in the square.
But, were you?
I thought about it.
Thought about it?
Okay, or... I did it once.
Was it fun?
Actually, speaking of being naked,
I think it could be a lot of fun, actually.
Speaking of being naked in public.
Okay.
So,
this is going in a different direction.
This is tangential. On the last, when I just got back from Vegas a couple of weeks ago.
Wait. Hold on.
It's not really public. It's just my buddy and I went out to Vegas, and he got upgraded. He's a points master. Like, he's phenomenal with,
right, accruing, with his credit card, yes, and yeah, all of that.
And yeah, and just accruing status, and then very savvy with applying them at a later date. And so what ended up happening was, we had this, he got us upgraded, and he paid for the room, and it was a great room. It was a big ass, it was a suite. And there
was waiting for the naked running through the fountain.
I know. Just hang on. There was no running through the fountain. We were on the 29th.
Well, I'm imagining. Yeah.
Well, if you want to see me naked, I'll just do it.
You can run through the fountain?
We don't have a fountain. We don't even have a sprinkler.
So, I can use the hose.
Oh yeah, that's out on the driveway. Yeah.
Just spray it out there.
All right. Yeah. So we get up to this room. And there's a balcony, so it's a common area with a full bathroom in the common area. And then he's got a bedroom with two sliding doors that come together that are fucking soundproof. I mean, you could be...
For what reason?
Well, it's Vegas, so, you know, use your imagination, but...
Sex.
And then, so the bathroom in the, like, that master bedroom, or the bedroom... has like an even bigger bathroom with a jacuzzi and all kinds of shit. But the common thing is there is a sliding glass door out onto a balcony, and there's a sliding glass door in the common room out onto a balcony, and it's one long balcony. And they have a long ass, kind of like this futon. It's about as long as that futon. And then there's, okay, then there's a single chair. Excuse me, there's a couple of ashtrays, and you're open air, you know, whatever. So we're there one day, we're drinking, whatever, we go to bed. The next day he gets up early and goes downstairs, and he's watching football, and I wake up and I go take a shower, and I sent him a text, and he said, well, he's downstairs, he's watching football, he's gonna do this. You know, so I'm like, all right, cool. So I go in the shower, take a shower, I get out, I want to smoke. And I'm looking, And we're 29 fucking floors up. He's not coming back. I'm going to go outside and have a naked cigarette on the balcony. And so...
This is why I need to go to Vegas.
So I go out on the balcony, and I smoke two cigarettes, wearing nothing but the skin.
Right.
And it was glorious.
Birthday suit.
Yep. It was glorious. It was great. It was like, I was instantly dry. Like, I didn't even use a towel. Like, I went, and I dripped all the way out.
You came from the shower.
I came from the shower, grabbed the cigarettes on the way out the door, and went out and fucking smoked.
You know, when you said you were instantly dry, I took a different mind track on that.
Yeah, well, I'm not a woman, so... But... But yeah, so I go out, and I'm smoking, and I'm leaning up on the thing, and I'm 29 floors up. There's no way. There's no way. And so I put a cigarette out, and I light another cigarette, and I'm like, this is great. Like, I'm kind of, like, doing this shit. Got my arms in the air. I'm kind of...
He's gesturing.
Shaking the old donger around.
Excited, like, we made a touchdown dance.
Yeah, like, dance. I almost did the Angus Young from AC/DC, like kicking my leg up, going across the balcony. I didn't, like, but I thought about it.
Like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, in his underwear in Risky Business. Yeah,
exactly.
And so,
without the underwear.
And so, both inches of my dick were hanging out. And
fuck! I could have gone my whole life.
Anyway, so, no, hang on. So, I'm about to turn around and put my cigarette out, and I notice down on this building that's like 20 floors below, and down on this building that's like 18 floors below, and then down on that building, they have fucking cameras that are pointing in every fucking direction. Like, there's one looking straight up, there's one looking up this way. I mean, there's a parking garage over here, which they, you know, that you can't see. Nobody's looking up at that point, so nobody gives a shit. But that bank of cameras, some poor fucking guy or gal is watching me smoke a cigarette naked on a balcony on the 29th floor of the Cosmopolitan in Vegas. And
so what you're saying is that footage could be used against you if you were ever to be committed.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Like, to bring this all the way back.
Yeah, around. Full circle.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the way the weenie wiggles, I guess. All right, so...
But yeah, there's nothing you can do. If you're in an asylum or...
Oh, you're fucked.
Yeah, there is nothing you can say to them. If they think you're insane... You're fucking done.
Yeah, especially if...
like, there is literally no...
They medicate you, you're done.
Yeah, there's no recourse if you're sober in there, and once they put a fucking pill in you, you're fucking Jack Nicholson.
Yes, you are correct. Yeah, because Nicholas is the golfer.
Yeah.
They would have let him out.
Right. No, you're just...
He had a golf
club. You're just standing there...
Yeah, drooling down the side of your face.
Yeah.
All right, well, with that being said, we're going to take a break till the next segment. We'll be back shortly.
So that was the end of season 2, episode 1, and I believe that we're on we're trying a couple new things now, and so you might see us
until
actually.
We're gonna try keep trying new stuff until we find something that works, but we do thank and respect the people that listen to us, and the people that send us from time to time ideas, any sort of submission is greatly appreciated.
Right, so check us out on the various social medias.
And the website. What's that website, Chris?
www.nonsense-inq.com.
Yep.
If you subscribe there, we have various contests that, one contest that... You should win.
Yeah.
And get $25 to Amazon.
Yeah, we...
do it.
We got it. We're deciding between three right now that are gonna win that. But it's going to go on until Halloween. And so hopefully we'll... actually, I mean, we're essentially soliciting you.
Yeah.
To come up with our shit, but...
And then we pay you money for listening to us.
That doesn't like, make you a whore, we promise.
That makes us the whore.
Well, we're paying them, so...
Oh, that's not how that works?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on Twitter.
Unless you're Mark, in which case, when we have him over here, you'll hear a good story about a hooker paying somebody for sex, which is great.
So we're on Twitter, Facebook
Instagram. Still, Snapchat. we gotta figure Instagram out.
Yeah, Snapchat.
No, we're not on Snapchat.
Oh, I'm on Snapchat, but I mean, yeah,
that's why I never see you on it.
Yeah.
So SoundCloud, and actually, if you go to the website, there's a page at the top.
Oh yeah, there's a whole list
where it says there's an entire list of where to listen to it. So if it's
9 or 10 different places that make it easier for you to listen to us.
Yeah, and if it's easier for you, it works for us because we're on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, you know all the big ones.
Oh, we are on iHeart.
Yeah. Yes, we are. Yeah. So. There's that, but you know, with that being said,
hey, actually, check the Facebook page because there's a link to all of them on the Facebook page. Is saying where you can find us.
Well, no, it's there's a link to the website. There's a link on the website to show, so it's not on the Facebook page yet.
No, I did that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So
hey,
what he said?
Yeah.
No, because I wasn't thoughtful enough to do it.
There's like, I don't know, 9 or 10 or 12 different places you can find us.
Yeah,
whatever is more convenient for you is awesome. But
we just want you to listen, man. We're doing this because we like it, but you know,
we're goofy.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you in advance for your time. Thanks for listening, and that was one of the weirdest, creepy laughs I've ever heard in my life. No, that's just stupid. You want to hear a creepy laugh?
Yeah.
I'm going to turn your mic down. I'm going to, because I can.
No,
because
I want to do. I want to have one after this.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll turn it back up. You ready? Here. Right. Here we go. You ready?
Okay, my turn?
Yep. Go ahead.
Oh, you got to turn my mic up.
It is.
Okay. Oh, look at that.
Oh, that was... You sound like a pedophile.
Hey, you said creepy.
Alright, anyway. Thanks again for tuning in.
Yeah. Night, kids.
Yeah.
Sleep with that.
You fucking weirdo. All right.